Guided meditation, words, thoughts, and pain. Find a comfortable position and let yourself relax. Take a deep breath, filling yourself up with calm, and as you exhale, release any tension you're carrying. This is your time to explore the power of words and how they shape your experience of pain. Breathing in, breathing out. Today, we're diving into the connection between words, thoughts, and pain. It's a powerful trio, and once you start using it to your advantage, you might just feel a shift. Our words don't just describe pain. They shape how we think about it, how we feel about it, and ultimately, how we experience it. So let's explore a few ways to make our language a bit friendlier, a bit lighter. Breathing in, breathing out. First, let's think about the phrase, my pain. Seems harmless enough, right? But when we say, my pain, it's like we're taking ownership, as if pain is some prized possession. Spoiler, it's not. Pain is something we experience. It's not something we own. So instead of my pain, try saying, I'm experiencing pain. See the difference? It's a subtle shift, but it matters. And let's talk about in pain. Saying, I'm in pain, makes it sound like you're stuck in a cave or a deep pit. No wonder it feels heavy. So let's try, I'm noticing discomfort, or even just, I'm aware of some pain. These small tweaks can help make things feel a bit more manageable. Breathing in, breathing out. Now let's get playful with some of those phrases we tend to use without thinking. When we say, my bad knee, or my shoulder is a mess, it's as if we're giving a report card to our body parts, and they're failing. Instead of my bad knee, try saying my right knee. It's natural, factual, and it doesn't pile on any extra negativity. Or my body is a mess. Try my body is asking for a little more love and attention. Doesn't that feel a bit better? Imagine this. If you had a sensitive friend, you wouldn't call them bad or a mess, right? You'd say they're going through a lot or need some extra care. So let's offer our bodies the same kindness. Breathing in, breathing out. Now here's a word that can be really helpful. Sensitive. Instead of thinking of a joint as damaged or awful, try sensitive. Like, my hip is sensitive. Feels a lot gentler than my hip is bone on bone. Sensitivity isn't a threat. It's just a call for gentler care, a signal that you might need to slow down or take it easy. When you describe a body part as sensitive, it invites a sense of compassion rather than fear. And when we shift from fear to understanding, the body responds. Breathing in, breathing out. let's set an intention together. Today, I'll speak to my body with kindness and compassion. Imagine that intention settling in, creating a sense of calm and control. You're not here to battle your body. You're here to build a partnership. Today, I'll speak to my body with kindness and compassion. Breathing in, breathing out. Let's think about a few ways you can bring this new language into your day, with small, gentle adjustments in the way you talk about your body. You can create a big shift in how you feel. Pause and rephrase. When you catch yourself saying something like, "my pain," or "my bad back," pause and rephrase. Try, "I'm experiencing discomfort," or "my back is sensitive." These small changes can help reframe your relationship with your body. Breathing in, breathing out. Thank your body for its messages. If a part of your body feels tender or sensitive, thank it for letting you know. Try saying, "Thank you for the heads up. Thank you for the heads up, hip or shoulder. I'll move a bit more carefully." This simple act of gratitude can shift your whole mindset. Breathing in, breathing out. Embrace neutral words. Practice using words like sensitive or tender instead of damaged or bad. Words shape emotions, and when we describe our bodies with kindness, it opens the door to feeling more at ease. Breathing in, breathing out. Remind yourself of the bigger picture. Our words and thoughts are more powerful than any medication. So let today be a gentle reminder that you're capable of changing your experience with small shifts in language. Breathing in, breathing out. Take one last deep breath, letting this new awareness of language and compassion settle in. As you breathe out, release any remaining tension, feeling calm and centered. When you're ready, gently open your eyes, carrying this intention of kind language with you. Remember, each word you choose helps shape your experience, and today, you're speaking to your body with kindness and respect.